Today's learning from the Nishan's time lists from Sinai Moshe and Neil Rifka Bas Moshe Azrois from Anachar Moshe Beis Chosru Kulishlaim Achaim Moshe Mamalka and Bracha Vassar Malka Bat Yitzchak Ben Fagel Dina and Beis Chosru for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Lamed Vav, continuing on with the Halachas of Ma'ariv. Once again, very, very Negei Dika Halachas. Matzah, says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, Matzah Tzibur Shekari Kriya Shema. So it comes in over here that you walk into shul and you find that the tzibur is already davening and they've already said Kriya Shema, but you want to be able to, and they're about to start Shemoneh Esrei. Now you want to be able to get a tefillah b'tzibur. See, says the Mechaber, what should you do? You spalal imahim, daven Shemoneh Esrei with them. So go backwards. You're going to, so again, you came in late to shul. The shul is already almost up to Shemoneh Esrei, so you are going to go ahead and you're going to daven Shemoneh Esrei Ma'ariv with the shul, and then after you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to say the Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema, and this way you're able to accomplish Tefillah B'Tzibur. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. V'roitz alam v'tefillah v'im heim oiskem adayim v'birchas Kriya Shema. Let's say you come in a little bit earlier. They're not up to Shemoneh Esrei. They're in the middle of Kriya Shema. V'hu mishar, and you're able to estimate sha'ad she'yagi atzibul Shemoneh Esrei yuchal loy mekriya Shema b'chasecha ad shema ame Yisrael ad. So let's say you came a little bit late, not that late. You are able going to be able to say the two birchas Kriya Shema before the Kriya Shema, the two birchas Kriya Shema afterwards, but you won't be able to say the Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. So again, we're talking about here in America where we say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. Obviously, in Eretz Yisrael, where they don't say it, it won't be Negei this Shaila. But you're able to, you're not that late. You're able to catch up, say the Birchas Kriya Shema, say Kriya Shema, say the next two Birchas Kriya Shema, and skip the Baruch Hashem Lo'olam and be able to catch up and daven Shemoneh Esrei, the Spal Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. So that would be the better solution. So we have two scenarios. Scenario one is I came very late, and the only way I'm going to be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur is if I jump right into Shemoneh Esrei. So Mechaber told us, jump right into Shemoneh Esrei, and you will then go ahead and say the Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema afterwards. However, if you're only a little bit late, meaning that you're able to say everything but the Baruch Hashem Lo'olam, the ois and apsukim ain't elaminik. Those psukim are really elaminik. The yeshka doilum shasayim shayin lamed. In fact, as many psukim hold that you don't even say it. Ruchain mutav ledalek. So skip that. Kedaila kayim tefila betzibur in smichas gula letefila. Because remember, what are you losing out by the first situation? The first situation, you're losing out on the smichas gula letefila. Versus now, you're able to accomplish it. Kain kosul kama achrayim. That's what many of the achrayim wrote. Vehine. That if you did this, well, you skipped it, so then you should not avoid it completely, but you should say it after davening. Okay. However, in the Maisa Rav, the Kosav, the Achat Tvila lo yoyim apsukim Baruch Hashem la'olam. He says that no, on the contrary, he disagrees with the Taz, that if you ran into this situation, where you had to skip the Baruch Hashem La'olam in order to be able to get the Tefillah B'Tzibur, you should not say it. You should not say it afterwards. Umashma the time of the Leiniskan Alaymer B'Mekoymoi, because the Vilna Gaon holds that it was only Misakin to say it in its place. V'lo Yachas Shekras Spal Arvus, so not after Daven Arvus. So let me explain again. So we have over here a Shaila. I came late to shul. The only way I can daven tefillah b'tzibur is by skipping the Baruch Hashem la'olam, and this way I'm able to, and then in either situation, I'm either, the first situation, I'm going straight to Shemoneh Esrei, or in the second situation where I'm saying all the brachas and Kriya Shema, but I'm not saying the Baruch Hashem la'olam. So now we have the Taz and the others who say, after Shemoneh Esrei, say the Baruch Hashem la'olam. We have the Maisa Rav that says, don't say it afterwards. Okay, so therefore, what should you do? The Alkein Nira, that, right, we know there's always a rule, Suffolk Brachas Lachal. Okay, near the Toisha, lo yachtem b'brachas yirainenu, so say the Baruch Hashem la'olam, but don't say the yirainenu, elo yoyma ki ein lonu melech ela oto, ad ki ein lonu melech oto, say tul ein lonu melech oto, and don't finish the bracha. Now, in case you're wondering, but so basically I'm saying a bracha without the chsima. Normally we say that if I say a bracha and I leave out the chasima, it's not a bracha. So what did I accomplish? I have a suffix, but what did I accomplish by saying everything until the last line? This whole thing is a minig anyway. Don't add on. So far that was all good. I think it was self-explanatory. Those places that they daven Ma'ariv early for the various reasons that we learned above. We have Rav Yehuda, we have certain places that if they wouldn't daven Ma'ariv right away, when it's still daytime, they wouldn't have a minyan for Ma'ariv, and therefore we said you're able to daven Ma'ariv early. Now what happens? You walked into the shul, and this is you're in a place that you're not in Landau's or in the Meisharim Shtiblach where you have minyanim, you have the late mincha going on at the same time that the early ma'ariv is going on. You're out of town. They have one minyan ma'ariv, and that minyan ma'ariv davens early. You didn't realize that. You walk into shul, you didn't daven mincha yet, and they're saying barfu. Okay, what should you do? So he says, read mincha while they're saying Kriya Shema. The Achikach Yispal Arvis and Matzibas. You remember Shasat Chag, where you have no choice, you can even do a Tata the Sastra, right? And now you're going to daven Ma'ariv to get Shemain Esra with the Tzibah. The Achikach Kriya Shema Bechaseh Belaila. So here's what the Chavis Harim is telling us. Go ahead. You walked into Shul, there's only one minion. You walked into shul and the davening, they're up to Baruch Hu. You didn't even have a mincha yet. So he says, daven mincha, daven Shemain Esra of Ma'ariv, and then say, Bechas Kriyashma. Achen, im yiloi, letfils, arvis, minyan belayla, however, in a place that there is another minyan Ma'ariv later on, yamtim, betfils, mincha, spal, beshasha, betfil, mispal, arvis, betfils, arvis, spal, achikat, kadinim, tzibu belayla. He says, then, don't do that. Then you daven Shemain Esra with the Ma'ariv when they're up to Shemain Esra of the Ma'ariv they're davening now. So you daven Shemain Esra with a tzibah. And then wait till the Ma'ariv later on. Now you, because that obviously is a much better alternative. Think about it. You're not going to be over the Tata the Sasra because you'll daven Mincha before it says and Ma'ariv after it says. You're not going to lose out on the Minyan for Mincha because you're going to daven your Mincha with the Ma'ariv that the shul is dominating now, and you're also not going to lose out on the smichas gula l'tvila. So obviously, that's a much better alternative. The first choice of davening mincha alone, and then davening Shemain Esra, and then doing bechas kriya shema has a lot of negatives, and that is only if you have no other choice. Right? Now, the Mechaber said that Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Osei Ma'aseh Bereishis, Baruch Atah Adonai Melech Haolam, Shekoyecha Gevurah Melei Olam. Says the Mishabura, Yispal, it was interesting. We spoke about it when you see it within Teich Kedai Dibra. I don't know if you guys saw it, but we actually,
I just heard
very
it
unique. Yeah, just at the same time, so both. Okay. Yispal Imam. So we said that you should daven Shemain Esra with the shul and then daven your Kriya Shema afterwards. It's Tfilas Atzila. So remember, what are we losing out by doing that? We're losing out the Smicha Gula L'Tfila. The tefillas betziba atziba difa mi mismach gula l'tefila. If you have a choice to pick one, tefila betziba or being simach l'gula l'tefila, tefila betziba is more important. The arvis va'afilu matziba mispal ma'idiyam afilu hachi mispal ma'im. Even if it's davening early, the yikar kriyishma bechasek shigazmana. Then say your kriyishma when it gets to the zman after tzeis. Ain labasim rishon gimel sif aleph. Goes back, refer back over there when we allow you to daven your Ma'ariv early. Says the Mishabura again, he warns us. All these things that we had in this sif of the Seterim that we're going to daven Ma'ariv backwards, I'm going to leave out Baruch Hashem, I'm going to lose out on the Smicha Gula, that's all assuming in a place that there are no other Minyanim. The Lav Hachi, if there is another Minyan, Ein Le Levatel Mitzah Smicha Gula Tvila, although Tvila B'tzibur trumps Smicha Gula L'Tvila, but it's still Smicha Gula L'Tvila, to daven your Geula next to your Tvila is still a very important factor. And therefore, don't lose out on the Smicha Gula L'Tvila just so that you can chaperein in this minyan. Okay? Let's start with Sif Dalet. After we say Shema Yisrael, Omer Amen Achabichas Atzmai. So the Mechaber Paskins, and we'll see this is similar to what the Mechaber had Paskin earlier on in another topic, that when you finish Shomer Am Yisrael, you say Amen on your own bracha. Generally, we don't say Amen on your own bracha. Remember, we said that when a bracha is at the end of a subject, for example, benching, Amen, it's the end of the benching daraisa, you can say Amen on your own bracha. And that's why the Mechaber Paskins all over. So the Mechaber over here also says Shomer Am Yisrael, Amen. Okay. When it comes to the urine, you know, there you don't answer Amen. So let's see the Mishnah on this. Because the end of Shema Am Yisrael, that is the end of Birchas Kriyashma. The Mechaber is going, as I explained, to his same Shita that he's had earlier on, that whenever it's the end of a section of brachas, you answer Amen on your own bracha. However, the loyana don't answer Amen on the Hamelach Bechvaydoi. The Ein Shaykh LeBirchas Kriyashma, that has nothing to do with Birchas Kriyashma. V'have k'chol bracha miyachedet she'ein Amen achar Birchas Atzmai. It's any singular bracha. We never say Amen after your own bracha. So according to the Mechaber, you would say Shema Am Yisrael Amen. Hamelach Bechvaydoi, v'amrei tamid yim lechaleinu lo yia kavanase b'lashem bakasha. So he brings out, actually it's an important point, right? So go, let's... Hamelach bechvaydoi, tamid yim lech aleinu leilam vayad, baruch ata Hashem, right? What do we say? Again, Hamelach bechvaydoi, tamid yim lech aleinu leilam vayad, right? So, what's that? Lost it, okay. So, when you say tamid yim lech aleinu, okay, Hashem should always rule over us. This is not a, you have to understand what you're saying. Nor you would think, he should always rule over us. So we would think that that's a bakasha. We're asking, we're making a tefillah, Hashem should always rule over us, should be melech over us. However, we never have a tefillah at the end of the bracha. Remember, we thank Hashem, we praise Hashem, and thank Hashem, we ask our bakasha, and then we close out with, once again, thanking Hashem for everything he does for us and everything that he's going to do for us. So since HaMelech Bechvar, the Tamil Chaleinu is at the end of the bracha, it can't be a bakasha. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. It's a praise. Hashem will is always has always been ruling and will always rule. It's not a bakasha. Okay. The Ramah added on over here at the end of the siman, I told you, the Mechaber is going over here, according to his Shita, that at the end of a section of brachas, you answer Amen after your own brachas. And therefore, the Mechaber tells us that Shem Am Yisrael, we say Amen. However, the Ramah refers us back to Siman Reish Tezvav. Over there we said that our minig, the Ramah brings down, that our minig is not to say Amen after our own brachas. Bnei Yerushalayim was maybe one exception for the reasons we discussed over there to make the difference between the Daraisa and the Rabbanon. But in general, we don't answer Amen after our own brachas. And therefore, our minig is not to say the Amen afterwards, okay? We'll stop over here, and in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we will start with Siman Reish Lamed Zayin.